The Wish Wind by Peter Evinson. Does it ever seem that you just can't wait for a special time or event, like wishing Christmas would get here right now, or that you were big enough to ride a two-wheeler, or drive a car, or tie your own laces, or stay home alone, or shave? In this story, you'll meet Boy, an impatient little pistol who's always wishing time would hurry up. Boy comes complete with someone who can make all his wishes come true. Not a Hogwarts wizard or a genie in a bottle this time, but a smiling, fat-faced, chubby-cheeked, curly-headed, fun-loving, breeze-snorting, snowflake-blowing, swirling, whirling, rollicking, rolling, roaring, glorious old wind. When Boy tells Wind he wishes winter were over so spring would come, Wind tumbles Boy, under and over, around and about, down through the hours, down through the days, down through the nights, the weeks, and the months, until it is spring. But Boy doesn't remain happy in springtime. Before long, the kites, the birds' songs, and new grass and leaves lose their shine, and Boy wishes instead for summer. Wise old Wish Wind can't talk Boy out of his new desire, and so again moves him ahead through the months. But, as before, Boy grows bored pretty quickly and foolishly asks to move ahead one last time in time. Will Boy ever learn to be content with the time he's been given? You'll have to read the book to find out, and to feast your eyes on Wendy Walsack's illustrations. They're all in black and white, but there's all kinds of color in their content. She makes Wish Wind and Boy come alive and makes you feel you've stepped into the magic of the book. Together, she and Evinson make you wish for friends as wise and true as Wish Wind, for Boy to learn appreciation for the gifts each season and every age wraps up and offers, and for more stories as good as this one.